This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is Free Talk Live. You can join us if you want. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype here in moments. Joining you in the studio for this live Sunday edition, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right. So there's some pretty important news coming out of Wired magazine, and Andy Greenberg, the author of this piece, a second Snowden. A second Snowden, not somebody else also named Snowden, but somebody who is leaking what they say is a mother load of drone documents. And of course, the news that has mostly been out there over the last few days about drones is that there's going to be some sort of requirement to have some kind of licensing or permit. I haven't looked at those stories, but
apparently. Remote control planes.
Yeah, basically. And that might be worth pulling up to see what the details are on that. But I want to tell you about this new Snowden here, and we'll do that. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We actually have John on the line in Nevada to start things out. He's tuned in to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. Hey. Sure you probably heard that a couple of days ago, Erwin Schiff died in prison.
Who is Erwin Schiff, for our listeners who may not know?
Sure. Erwin Schiff is the father of Peter Schiff, who you see on a lot of the finance networks. But Erwin Schiff was a tax protester who more than 10 years ago was sent to prison with a 13-year sentence, I believe, and he served about 10 years of it, and he ended up dying in prison. And
that's right.
According to Peter's account, Erwin Schiff, at 87 and frail and blind and hardly able to breathe, died shackled to his bed.
Oh, man.
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him out. I know we had Peter Schiff, his son, on the show a few weeks ago, and he was telling us that he knew his dad was close to death, and they wouldn't give him, like, dead man's waiver or whatever, where
right,
they let you out.
It's a hardship parole situation or something like that.
Yeah, where they basically let you out to die in your family's house or your hospital bed instead of in your prison cell.
Well, no, in this case, he probably was in a hospital. If he was shackled to a bed, he was likely at a hospital where the taxpayer was paying for him to be.
Yeah.
So, John, I mean, besides announcing the news, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's a very simple lesson from it, and I haven't heard too many people talk about it yet. But the simple lesson is that if you favor the state and if you favor taxation, well, then you necessarily favor this outcome, because there's no way to have the state without imprisoning people who dissent and without being willing to kill them if they sufficiently resist.
Well, he broke the law, John.
Yeah, he did break the law, and if that's someone's justification for, you know, why it's all right to do this to him, well, then they have to live with that.
Well, hey, that's our system, and it's the best one in the world. And if you don't like it, then you should leave.
Yeah. Well.
That's all they got.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you should work to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did work to change it, and he put his ass on the line to change it.
Yeah. He was the closest thing, and one of the closest things we had to a political prisoner in this country. I mean, really,
there's plenty of those.
He
actually
was in,
Mark.
Yeah, I mean, but he's a big name. He was in for an opinion.
Ross Ulbricht is a political prisoner, in my opinion,
did more than Schiff did.
Well, actually, Ross just made a website for the most part. Schiff sent in zero returns, so that's. You know, if you want to put yourself on the radar of the IRS, try doing what Erwin Schiff did and send in zero returns.
You can.
And what I mean by that is you send in paperwork, because I've looked at his book previously that he wrote about this. You're supposed to write something in about zero income or whatever. So he actually was sending in paperwork to the IRS as part of his tax freedom advocacy.
And he is sending in a return.
Yeah, but.
Well, he was probably more imprisoned for advising others to do that than just doing it himself. Because. people don't usually get this kind of sentence merely for tax evasion. You know, they could have seized his property. They could have they could have extracted the money from him otherwise. But what he was probably in prison for most of all was advising other people to put zero on their tax returns.
Absolutely. And that's the reason why they went after Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot from Canada. The reason why, you know, they put him in prison, whereas there were plenty of people selling cannabis seeds on the internet. But Mark Emery was like, you know, public enemy number one because he was using his profits to reinvest them into the marijuana freedom movement, to the marijuana decrim slash legalization movement, and that's why he was their number one target. So certainly your advocacy of more liberty is going to get you targeted. Look at our friend Adamo Freeman, who we talked with Brian Sumner from copblock.org last night. Adamo, you know, he was arrested, and he's being targeted because he's the head of CopBlock. He's the creator of copblock.org. By the way, quick update, Adamo is out of the jail tonight. We can tell you more about that here in a little bit. But, John, anything else you want to share regarding Irwin Schiff?
No, well, just that, you know, a lot of people criticize Irwin Schiff because maybe some of the things he did were unwise, that, you know, he could certainly have avoided prison by compromising. But, you know, you could say that about Gandhi or Martin Luther King, you know, or if Glenn Greenwald ends up in prison next month or next year, you could say that about him. I don't think that's a valid criticism of Irwin Schiff.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, I mean, I think we've learned things from the Irwin Schiff situation, but we shouldn't just toss him away like so much trash. As far as I'm concerned, he's a man who stood up for his convictions, and therefore he's a hero. I think that the smallest step that should be taken here is that Americans should realize you don't. I mean, all the prison population goes in together. This guy is a nonviolent offender and could easily, in many countries around the world, would have simply had an ankle bracelet put around his ankle. That this was a political prisoner situation. No one thought for one second that this guy was going to run out with an axe and cleave someone's skull. There was no reason to put him in prison. Prison is a place for people who are violent and a danger to other people.
Think. The government is more likely to put somebody in jail for disobedience than anything else. I remember when I was in jail, which isn't even prison, but when I was in jail for doing civil disobedience, there was one guy in there for driving to work while license suspended. He was in there for a year sentence for that, compared to guys who were actually there for DUI. They actually put someone in some danger, or could have, in theory, put someone in some danger on the roads, and they were only in there for, one of them was 21 days, another was 3 days.
Yeah, that's disobedience in the sense that the non-licensed driver guy just keeps on driving without a license.
Right, you know, it's the disobedience to the state's demands that is something they see as the true crime, because they don't want people to follow in Irwin Schiff's footsteps. They don't want people to disobey their demands and their ordinances to them. That's the real important issue, because it's truly the crux of their control over us. You know, there aren't as many of them as there are of us, and if people stopped obeying so much, they'd have a real hard time with that. They wouldn't be able to put the genie back in the bottle if people would just stop, you know, taking them seriously and just started ignoring their demands. John, thanks for calling tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for sharing that terrible news with us about Irwin Schiff. Unfortunately, I'm sure he's not the only person who's in jail for not paying taxes. Of course, you know, people as high profile as Wesley Snipes have gone to federal prison for that. Although I still recommend you should keep the money that you earn. I think more people should do that. In fact, there are millions of people who don't pay taxes here in the United States. Many of them aren't as high profile as Irwin Schiff, so they kind of get away with it, at least, you know, for some period of time. And I think that's, you know, it's going to take some kind of risk, you know, in order to get to more freedom in our lifetime. If that's what you want to see happen, you're not going to be able to beg your way to freedom. I don't think that's ever been a particularly effective means of it. You have to be willing to take some risks. You know, the slaves had to escape from the plantation. They just, you know, you can't convince master to just go ahead and let you leave in most cases.
Well, I'm sure that the slaves that were better at kissing butt had life a bit better than those that didn't. But
whoopee-doo. Yeah, okay, that's true right now, Mark. If you kiss your master's ring hard enough, lick the boots hard enough, he might beat you a little less than the other slaves. That's great. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. How's that boot taste anyway? You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We do want to discuss tax freedom advocates or whatever's on your mind. We got the drone details coming up.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-951-9458. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-951-9458. 1-800-951-9458.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Later tonight on Skype, we will be expecting Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. He's out of jail. And a little earlier than expected, we'll explain what happened with all of that in a little bit. We are expecting him probably in the second hour of the program. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. Of course, you can call in and bring up anything you want. There's some shocking news. For some of you, it'll be shocking. For those of you who are used to hearing about how awful the government is, it probably won't shock you too much. About drones in the United States and their use outside of the United States might not be, let's say, as accurate in their targeting as you think they are. But first, I want you to know about SaveItPurse.com. If you shop on Amazon, you know they've already got a killer selection, you know, pretty much everything you need for life, almost, except for, like, fresh fruit. They don't have that at Amazon, but they've got almost everything else.
You can get dried fruit.
So Amazon's awesome. There's no doubt about that. And we've been promoting shopping at Amazon for a long time, but now we can tell you how to actually save 20%. On average, you can save more than 20%. I've saved as much as 40%. Mark, you've saved as much as 45%.
Yeah, we got lucky with a 45%er.
On Amazon. And here's how you do it. You go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. And just get started. It's super easy. The trick is you need to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can't get these huge discounts. But imagine that. Let's say you're buying something nice like I got recently a power supply, one of those uninterruptible power supplies from Amazon.
Like a battery backup?
Yeah, 30% off.
Nice. You
know, those things aren't cheap to begin with.
30% is a huge savings.
Yeah. That adds
in real life, not like some kind of sale, right. Like a real life 30% savings,
yeah.
It's huge.
And you can do it every time. You can get 20, 25, 30% off, no problem. Through saveitpurse.com. So get started over there. Even if you don't have Bitcoin yet, you can still go to saveitpurse.com and just get the ball rolling, get your account created, and then get some Bitcoin and start saving. Because why not? Why wouldn't you want to save 20% on all your purchases at Amazon? It's saveatpurse.com. So the second Snowden, as reported over at Wired.com, it's been just over 2 years since Edward Snowden leaked a massive trove of NSA documents. By the way, Edward Snowden has said that, you know, there's more to come. The leaks are continuing as far as what Edward Snowden has to say.
It's hard to believe.
It's also been more than 5 years since Chelsea Manning gave WikiLeaks a mega cache of military and diplomatic secrets. Now there appears to be a new source on that scale of classified leaks, this time with a focus on drones. What, you thought it was over? You thought that Ed Snowden was the last scandal?
No, the government stopped being corrupt.
Right.
We have it all fixed now.
Now they're honest. They finally have replaced one deck chair on another on the Titanic, and everything is totally fine. This ship's not taking on water. Don't you worry about it, folks. Look the other way. Be distracted by all these other issues. Hey, isn't that Caitlyn Jenner over there? 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment, on Thursday, The Intercept published a groundbreaking new collection of documents related to America's use of unmanned aerial vehicles to kill foreign targets in countries ranging from Afghanistan to Yemen. The revelations about the CIA and Joint Special Operations Command actions include primary source evidence that as many as 90% of U.S. drone killings in one five-month-long period were not the intended target.
90% were not the intended target.
As many
90%
as 90%.
Killed, well, you can't necessarily call them innocent because they may have killed, oh, we missed the wrong terrorist and got missed the right terrorist and got the wrong terrorist, mm-hmm. But we do have to consider that all of these people are being killed without trial in a state of non-war. A lot of people will love to use this sort of fluid definition of what war is. The United States is not at war. It's not at war.
No, it hasn't been since what, World War II?
Not since 1942. The war has not been declared in this country since 1942. And if you want to act like you're at war, you should have to do the steps to be at war. Because if I just go take somebody and throw them in a cage, they call it kidnapping.
Yeah.
Unless you go through the proper legal procedures. And we're supposed to, a government's supposed to go through the proper legal procedures. But it doesn't.
Story here continues. So again, 90% of drone killings by the U.S. in a five-month period were not the intended target. A former British citizen was killed in a drone strike despite repeated opportunities to capture him instead. And details of the grisly process by which the American government chooses who will die, down to the baseball cards of profile information created for individual targets, and the chain of authorization that goes up directly to the president. All of this new information, according to The Intercept, which, by the way...
That's right. By the way, the White House, in order to prevent, some of these crazy killings, 90% in a five-month period of the non-intended target, they took responsibility for every hit. And now, that means that the responsibility for collateral damage, and by collateral damage, what I mean is murder! the responsibility for murder rests on the White House.
All of this new information, according to The Intercept, appears to have come from a single anonymous whistleblower. A spokesperson for the investigative news site declined to comment on that source, and that's a good idea. I'm sure whoever that person is, if they have not yet left the United States, should be planning to do so immediately in case their actual identity does somehow come out.
Oh, they're going
to
find it.
A spokesperson for the site declined to comment, but unlike the leaks of Snowden or Manning, the spilled classified materials are accompanied by statements about the whistleblower's motivation in his or her own words. Here is what that person has to say. Quote, "This outrageous explosion of watch listing, of monitoring people and racking and stacking them on lists, assigning them numbers, assigning them baseball cards, assigning them death sentences without notice on a worldwide battlefield, it was from the first instance wrong." The source told The Intercept, he said, or she, we don't know. "We're allowing this to happen, and by we, I mean every American citizen who has access to this information now, but continues to do nothing about it." Unquote.
I don't know what to do about it. I understand people want to make me responsible to some extent, and I feel a certain amount of responsibility.
Wait. You don't have access to the information.
I have the access to the information that the United States government killed 90% of the non-intended targets in a five-month period.
But you didn't have that until 5 minutes ago.
I knew what was going on. All you have to do is read the news. The United States government is murdering children with remote control airplanes in the Middle East.
But
they've been doing it for years, and you care about Caitlyn Jenner, right? Like, that's the problem.
But he wasn't including you when he said we. He was talking about the people like inside the government.
He shouldn't have said citizens. He should have said shiftless, irresponsible government bureaucrats that murder for money. That's what he should have said.
No, he said every American citizen who has access to this information now but continues to do nothing about it. Meaning the people who knew.
Which information are we talking about? This is the problem. Who's responsible?
The
killers on 9/11 blew up those buildings because they believe the United States people were responsible for this. You understand? If this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, the United States people are responsible for the killing of these and murdering of these children.
You shouldn't blame yourself.
I'm not blaming myself, Ian. I'm trying to come to a conclusion, and you're just muddying the waters.
No.
Who is responsible? Because I say it is not the United States citizen. The United States citizen is a victim of Washington, D.C. That it's the people in Washington, D.C. that we continue to send there, and we continue to pat them on the head.
But
it's the people in the military. It's where you put your bumper sticker on the back of your car and you say Army Strong and you're just happy about it. Those are the people responsible.
Okay, but you're not doing those things. You're doing everything you can about this.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And if you're on the internet, you should be protecting yourself. But it does take a little bit of effort. Luckily, it's only a little bit. So what you have to do, one of the ways you can protect yourself is go to proxpn.com and get signed up for ProXPN. We've got a discount code that'll knock 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account. ProXPN encrypts your internet service. It encrypts all of your data before it even reaches your ISP. Your ISP will no longer know what you're doing. They won't know where you're going. You're still using their internet connection, but ProXPN basically puts them in the dark. And that means they can't sell your info, they can't give it away, they can't turn it over to the government because they don't have it to give to anyone as soon as you start using ProXPN. You can start now at ProXPN.com. Use code FTL50 to get that 50% off deal I told you about. FTL like Free Talk Live and 50 as in 50% off. That's pretty great. But if you've got Bitcoin, we've got an even better deal. You go to ProXPN.com/AMP as in advertise, market, and promote like the Free Talk Live AMP program. And then you can get, if you pay with Bitcoin, 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. That's an amazing price. It's way cheaper even than the 50% off deal. It's incredible. And $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the message of liberty even further. So it's like win, win, win. You get great privacy protection, ProXPN gets your business, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So that's pretty awesome. ProXPN.com/AMP. You do need Bitcoin for that special deal. That's ProXPN.com/AMP. Or if you've got a credit card and you want to use that, use our discount code FTL50 to get that 50% off offer. Again, ProXPN.com/AMP. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. Let's go to your calls and thoughts more about the drone leaker. Somebody has, we don't know who it is yet. Somebody on the inside of the government has leaked out some shocking drone-related documents, and we'll continue discussing that. Let's go first, though, to Dave. He's in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, great, Ian and Mark. I so much appreciate your efforts.
Thanks.
I know something, and I think you do, too, that the government got all this power, technical power, the ability to invade us on every front, on the logic that we might expose, say, nuclear weaponry or something secret to foreign countries. Reality is that if you are the kind of person that exposed government fraud, corporate and government fraud and corruption, zoom, they are down on you over that like a vengeance. They're not waiting
oh, yeah.
for you. And so I have enjoyed being on the receiving end of that for a long time. I was most disappointed in the debates because most of the people I know feel that if there is any hope for the country, it lies with Bernie Sanders. But when the question came up about would you prosecute Ed Snowden if he were to return, each of them, you know, even if what he did was expose the criminal government misusing their powers in doing that, they felt he had violated the law and as such should be punished. And I don't see that. I think there's a man that needs to be awarded a very high medal of
yeah.
honor.
Absolutely. I totally agree that that you know Edward Snowden is a hero, and it's I'm glad you were able to see that Bernie Sanders' answer on that really shows where his true allegiance lies. Bernie Sanders is a statist. He is somebody who may be more honest than the average politician, as far as you know he'll be more likely to tell you, "Hey, I'm a socialist." You know, the average politician will probably shuck and jive and dodge that particular label for themselves. So you know, credit to him where that is due. Of course, I totally disagree with socialism, and I disagree with any system that forces people without their consent into whatever its circumstances
well,
are.
I would contend that most forms of government, as they exist today, fall into the definition of socialism.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we can put together some form of government that's not socialist. But the Fabian socialists claim that it had to do with forced redistribution of wealth and ownership, state ownership of the means of production, and every you know, Republicans, Democrats, they're all socialists as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, you can't pretend to be compassionate and at the same time, you can't be a socialist and also truly be compassionate. On one hand, you know, you can sound that way if you're a politician because it sounds compassionate to say we should have free health care for everyone and free education for everyone. That sounds like compassion. But ultimately, if your means are the force of government, if they are violence against your neighbor, the threat of jail, in this case, what they're doing with Ed Snowden or Irwin Schiff, who, of course, died in prison, as we talked about a few moments ago, for not paying taxes, then that's not compassionate. If you want it to be compassionate, if you want to give people access to school, that's great. If you want to help somebody who's poor or who's sick, that's great too. But it's not great when you threaten your neighbors to get them to help. You should persuade your neighbors to get them to help, and that's not socialist. Socialist is using force to do those.
I don't disagree with anything you've said, but that being said, if I was a registered Democrat, Sanders would be my choice, and here's the reason. Because the president doesn't make laws. Congress makes laws. The president enforces them. So it doesn't matter what, you know, whatever plan Sanders wants to have or whatever. What matters is the use of the military. And Sanders is probably better. I'm not claiming good, just better.
Just better than Hillary?
Well, Clinton or Biden or, frankly, in most of the other Republicans in the field either.
Well, he still voted for a lot of war stuff.
I'm not claiming he didn't, man. Yeah. I didn't say he was good. Okay. I said he was better.
Yeah. Least of the evils.
That's what I would do if I was a registered Democrat.
Yeah. So, Dave, anything else you want to share on Snowden, et cetera? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think two things. You obviously both pretty intelligent folks who have put a lot of thought into this, but I'm hoping that one point that you will reconsider, and that is that if you don't go for the socialized Medicare type thing, then the option is put it in the hands of some very greedy and very dishonest insurance company to strictly...
That's a false choice.
Wait a second. Let him finish his statement.
And if we do that, then what we end up doing is paying an outrageous amount of money to have the most minimal, flimsy health care. And when we need it, we find that often there's some loophole that they don't really protect us. And so most every country, maybe every country in Europe and whatnot, right now has found, and I think they're far more honest than we are on a lot of it, that pay a little bit in taxes and pay the doctors a salary and have it available to everybody is far, far cheaper than paying tycoons and insurance companies outrageous fees.
So it's a false choice, and the reason why it's a false choice...
I don't support either of those choices.
Right, so it's not one or the other. It's the other choice is let's have a free market in healthcare where if insurance companies exist, they're not, you know, regulated out of business by these governments. When I looked at buying insurance here, health insurance here in New Hampshire a few years ago, there were two choices in the marketplace. And this is one of the things that happens when the heavy regulations come into play. These regulations benefit the tycoons. The regulations benefit these big mega insurance corporations because it keeps other people out of the market. It keeps other players out of the market. Plus, you've got the government in there as well with their Medicare and Medicaid that also screws up the marketplace, which means that there are all these healthcare providers who have to charge more than they otherwise would have to charge in order to jump through all these regulatory hoops. I think that we should have a free marketplace, which could mean healthcare sharing. It could mean, mutual aid societies. Those have happened in the past. They still exist to some extent today. They would probably be more popular. And those are completely voluntary, non-corporation options for providing health care for people. Thank you, Dave, for your call and thoughts tonight. So, again, it's a false choice to say that it's either single-payer health care or mega corporations.
Prior to Obamacare, 50% of the health care dollar was spent by the government in the form of Medicare. George Bush had the largest expansion of government funding inside of the medical sphere prior to Obama. This is one of the things that people love to point out, that these people are really not that much different. And I think that there's liberty-oriented solutions, but it takes a minute to explain them. So I'd like to do that.
We can do that, and also you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves, our toll-free number for you. It's 855-453, live Sunday edition continuing here. Ian and Mark in the studio, and you can join us on the phones at 855-450-3733. Plus, we've also got Skype. You can Skype in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. It'll sound like you're almost sitting in the studio with us if you're on Skype. So always a good option. As we continue here, let's go to Doug in Illinois, and then we'll talk more about the drones or healthcare. I know you had more comments on healthcare, Mark, so we'll come back around to that. Doug in Illinois, though, first up, you're tuned, listening to us via TuneIn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would highly recommend for the healthcare issue that you read a book called Throw Them All Out. I read it a while ago after Obamacare went through by a guy by the name of Peter Schwiller. But it really had been a wonderful book. It talked about how the people in Washington actually benefited by the healthcare bill getting pushed through. They had money in a company like Humana or a health insurer, mm-hmm. and the only people who really didn't benefit were the American people, for the fact that it brought the national debt up. But if you were an elected official in Washington, if you were the head of an insurer, you benefited. You know, I would encourage everybody to read it. It can be an older book, but I would.
Well, right. I mean, this is the dirty secret, and it's not really a secret, but this is the truth about Obamacare, and that is that Obamacare helps the big mega corporations.
Yeah, they've designed this.
Right. It funnels money into their pockets. It's essentially the national equivalent of the states that require people to have car insurance. You know, that drives the costs up. I used to live in Florida before we moved here in 2006 for the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of the few states that does not require car insurance, and that doesn't mean I don't have it. I still have car insurance, but when I moved here, my insurance rates, I think, dropped at least $200 a year. It just knocked off half the price that I paid for car insurance.
We had a parallel issue happen here in Illinois. We had electric deregulation where you could not only pick ComEd, but you could pick an independent company putting electrical power out to the grid. And what eventually happened had been everybody had a huge deduction in their electric bill. But ComEd, they would make money off of the power grid, actual delivery of the power to your home or to your building. And they took a bigger cut than they thought that they would. Much more people ended up changing over to another company, electric power provider, than they thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they did had been they got the governor and the elected people to approve a rate hike. And they've approved a rate hike, I think they're on their third or fourth year, to cover that. And now we no longer have that competition in the market for the fact that ComEd felt that, okay, if we can't get it by actually production of the electric power, then we're going to get it out of your pocket by what we do control, the actual delivery of the power. And that can pretty much be what they did. They ended that. But I want to talk about the Illinois lottery. You were talking about that about a week ago. And
were we? Okay.
Yeah, how but they're not paying people out. They're giving people an IOU.
Oh, God, is that still happening?
Yeah, Oh, yeah. It will continue to happen for quite a long time.
So they're continuing to run the lottery while they're not paying out?
Right. Well,
now, just to clarify, I'm now recalling it a little bit. This was only winners above a certain amount, right? Like, because there's
25,000 or something.
10,000 or something.
No. Now they brought it back down. They brought it, I think, down to like 800 or 900. If you're above 800 or 900 and you're winning, they will not pay you.
You're going to have to keep your job.
Right. Well, yeah. My issue on it could be I called the Illinois Attorney General for the fact that they get involved in everything. I mean, we had the whole Home Depot debacle. They got involved with that. They were going to go after that right after them. They got involved in, you know, if a company shouldn't pay an individual back right away, they get involved in that. And I told them, I go, I want the Illinois lottery charged with fraud. I go, they can be charged with fraud. That can be what they're doing. You charge other people with fraud. If they were a company, they would be charged with fraud. If they were an individual, they'd be charged with fraud. But due to them being
not the government.
For the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
And then I went ahead and I called the Illinois Lottery, and he told me, well, we're eventually going to get around to paying people. Well, what? Well, we don't know. It'll depend upon the budget. I go, well, then I'll eventually get around to paying the government my property bill too. And I
That's what I like to hear.
I go, how do you think that that'll work? Because, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, I go, I'd be thrown in jail for that.
Well, they'll just steal your property. They'll only throw you in jail if you stay there when they try to steal your property. If you, like, handcuff yourself to the front door or something like that.
It's income tax they throw you in jail over. Property tax, they have a secured, piece of property they can take from you and kick your family out in the street cold in the middle of winter.
They'll do that, yeah.
I go, if you're not going to pay people and you don't know when you're going to pay people, I go, you shut it down. I go, every year they have a great big raffle for the Halloween lottery here in Illinois where they buy airtime on TV and radio. Oh, you can win over $1 million. They're not being truthful with people. They're committing fraud. And it's, if it were a company or an individual, you'd be in big trouble.
You nailed it, Doug. But, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I hadn't heard that update. I appreciate hearing from you. I've actually pulled up the story from the Chicago Tribune. We'll come back to healthcare. I've got a note, so won't forget. Randall Abello of Bensonville says he still plans to buy lottery tickets despite the Illinois Lottery's announcement Wednesday that even more winners will be getting IOUs. He'll just play in another state. One where winnings would be paid out immediately. Labello, age 47, says, I do a lot of traveling. I'll just jump to the border and go to Wisconsin. I used to buy lottery tickets in Illinois, but I'm not purchasing them anymore. If they're not paying when they say they're going to pay, I have no confidence in the future. And he's right. Now, it's a terrible idea to continue playing the lotto in general because the odds are stacked against you, and essentially it's a tax on poor people, voluntary tax, if you will. As of Thursday, Illinois lottery payments for any winnings over $600, so it wasn't even 8 or 9 like was suggested there in the call, $600 winners. If you've made more or you've won more than that, get ready to wait, because they'll pay you when they darn well feel like it. They're being delayed until the state budget stalemate is resolved. Lottery officials say the agency's check-writing account is depleted, so no authority can replenish it. The winnings under $600 can still be retrieved immediately at retail kiosks. The Illinois Lottery began delaying payments in July, at first only for prizes larger than $25,000, due to state law barring larger payouts because the legislature must authorize the state comptroller to release the funds. Two winners sued the Illinois Lottery in federal court last month, alleging fraud. Their attorney, Thomas Zimmerman Jr., said he plans to file an amended complaint later this month, adding at least 20 other lottery winners whose payments have also been delayed. He expects more winners will join the class action suit now that the lottery has lowered the amount for immediate payments. I hope this attorney cashes in on this one. Wouldn't it be interesting to see the Illinois Lottery completely fail? Like, if they could sue it out of business somehow? I don't know if that's possible, but...
Well, one of the things that they often do with lotteries, and I don't know specific with Illinois, is that they'll often say that they're helping to fund education, right? They're taking this money, they're funneling it in. What that happens?
The lie.
Money's fungible. So what happens is that the money is then put into the education fund, but then the politicians put less money into the education fund than they were going to put in anyway, so essentially it's just going into the general fund. And I think there's one state, I think Alabama, made a separate fund for scholarships for college for students, and this made more sense than what they had done, what lotteries generally do. But it is, like you said, essentially a voluntary tax. I used to play, I haven't played in 10 years, but I used to get one ticket. If I watched the news and then I could look at the number and then I was like, oh yeah, that's not it, and then throw it away, because I never won. But there you go. One ticket, less likely to win. It's the people that win generally are the ones that, they're buying 100 tickets or something. This is the retirement fund. This is a terrible idea.
So if this guy wins this suit, let's say this class action suit moves forward. I don't know, what happened with the suit already, if it's been dismissed or what the status is. It sounds like he's trying to recruit more people into it, so it may still be moving through the system. So let's say the suit is successful. Let's say, the judge rules, okay, Illinois Lottery, you are in violation of your own rules here. It says that you're going to pay people. You're not doing that. You're in default of payments, and you need to pay these people immediately.
Clearly a bunch of crooks.
And the Illinois Lottery says, well, bank account's empty.
It's not that the account's empty. It's that they're not authorized to release the funds, right?
No, it says that the check writing account is depleted.
I see.
So they got no money.
Yeah, well, they can have the money.
That's what they claim. They don't have it.
Well, the lottery is one of the few government programs that has plenty of money.
It's self-funded, right?
Like, the money comes in.
Yeah,
and
how did their check writing account get depleted exactly?
It's because the money goes into the general fund, and then their check writing fund
is authorized a certain amount from the general fund.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
I see. So, okay, so then they say, well, sorry, legislature won't authorize this. We can't do anything about it. What happens then? Exactly. In most cases, if somebody can't pay their creditors, they go to bankruptcy and they have their assets sold to the highest bidder, right? So what happens with the Illinois Lottery if that is the case? Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll hear more from their attorney or the attorney suing them coming up.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years.
ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.